I was really ticked off listening to Doug Ford yesterday, the premier of this province, talk about how basically healthcare is all good in this province. Let's listen to what Doug Ford had to say yesterday.
Last figures I saw, they're being taken care of. Any emergencies being taken care of, 90%. 9 out of 10 patients are within the target of the health system. I'm first to admit, can there more things can be done? We're throwing everything in the kitchen sink at this. And we're going to continue doing that to make sure that we have the proper health care that people require. But again, I just want to emphasize, 9 out of 10 people going into the emergency departments are getting taken care of.
What a dumb thing to say. And, you know, Greg, I just want to do this for about 30 seconds. I was so pissed off at Doug Ford yesterday, hearing him say this. Mm-hmm. But then I got thinking, I'm really pissed off at myself. We get to run a morning show in this city. We get to work on a radio station that's on live locally for 18 hours of the day. We just went through a provincial election. Do you know what we didn't talk about? Me? Just point the finger at me. Healthcare. We didn't talk about it during the damn election, Greg. We didn't push these guys on these issues. We didn't ask them how they're actually going to fix it. Now, they've got a majority government and they can do whatever the hell they want to get reelected in 4 years. But we had a chance and I didn't take it. Because we talked about Buck a Ride from Stephen Del Duca, and we talked about stupid highways.
Grade 13.
We got to allow a kid to go to high school
for 5 years, which they can freaking do already anyway if they want.
That's right. My job as executive producer is to say, let's set the tone. But I let the politicians set the tone in that damn election. And that's a shame because we have known for the last 2.5 years acutely that healthcare is the number one issue in this province. We should have known it for the last 30 years. And when I look at the pandemic and why I got so angry at our response to it, Greg, is we have had a healthcare crisis in this province for at least 20 years, longer. And then during COVID, all we did was talk about stay home and rest de la maison and stay away from people. The problem wasn't that. Most of us were okay with COVID. We were. It was a virus that was really bad for a population that we didn't do enough to protect and didn't do enough to actually care for the elderly. Instead, we locked them in place in old age homes and didn't give extra resources there. We didn't give the people there who needed help the actual help that they needed. So we ran around and stayed in our house. And what did we not do? We didn't talk about the crisis that is our healthcare system. We didn't realize that, oh my goodness, if we have a new virus that is going to send a lot of old and sick people to hospital, we actually can't deal with surge issues in this province. So instead, we stayed at home, got afraid of each other, got obsessed with masks, took our sides, whether it was pro-COVID mask or pro-anti, we didn't do anything to actually address the fundamental issues in our healthcare system, which have been around for as long as I've been a reporter. I have reported on
Code
Oranges at hospitals where ambulances pull up for the last 15 damn years,
so,
and there's no room available to drop a patient in, so the ambulance becomes a hospital room. That's dumb. That's not new. Shame on me.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.